thinking big thoughts so you don't have to. Here's John Williams.
It's 208 and it's raining on Michigan Avenue. Not that hard. Some people have umbrellas. Some people don't. Some windshield wipers are working. Some aren't.
Oh, whatever.
Say the same about us. We're here until 3 o'clock. Then Ro Khan will come your way with Anna DeVlantis. I'll bet they'll talk about this. I'll bet they're going to talk about this James Comey thing. In fact, we're going to talk about that a little more in this hour. By the way, before we do, just thanks again to our guest just a moment ago. The book is called A Stitch of Time. Lauren Marks was in our studio. And it's just so interesting, and it gets a little sort of flowery, the conversation, but I hope you got a sense of what she and it are all about. And I was just intrigued by some of the things that are vestiges to her, but maybe are the same sorts of things you and I experience. I said, do you worry sometimes that you'll forget a word or you'll invert the letters and you'll think, oh my God, that's the hemorrhage again. That's something from my brain injury. And she said, yeah. And then she started to describe some of the things that she experiences in life and in language. And I said, well, I have some of those things too. And then she kind of smiled and laughed and said, well, we all do spoonerisms or we all sometimes mistake words. But for instance, when I write, she said, I can type and my words go down on paper. Sometimes the wrong words appear magically, but generally that works. But then she can't work off the written words that she's put in front of herself. She then has to have it highlighted and somebody reads them back to her in order for her to do the correction. I said, okay, that's different. But do you sometimes do that where you have some sort of peccadillo about words or names and you think, oh, this is so strange, but this is the way my brain works. This is the way mine is wired. I'll often play 6 degrees of separation. I'm sure you do this too. If I'm trying to think of some actor or actress, I can see them as plain as day. I know the length of their first name and the length of their last name, but I don't know exactly what the letters are, but I kind of know where the vowels are placed. And so I'll sometimes describe the word to Brenda. God bless her. Or sometimes I will say, well, but this person was married to a person who was in that movie. But then I won't remember exactly the name of that movie that I'm referring to. So I go through this convoluted thing in order to try and get at the word or name. And as I do so, I judge the patience of or the interest in the people I'm explaining this to, because by now they've checked out and I don't blame them. Brenda generally is there for me. My son Griffin will go along for the ride and help me try and mine this thing I'm thinking of. And then when we get to it, it's such a minor reference point. You know, it becomes a task unto itself. I just want to come up with this thing. It's not really as important as I'm making this product or this procedure. There, I just said product instead of procedure. Steve, do you think I've had an aneurysm?
No, but I do that. Sometimes I worry I've had a little stroke because the words...
I know, yeah.
I'm serious.
I know. Well, I think...
The words don't come out quite the right way. Or
I know.
My mind doesn't keep up. My mouth doesn't keep up with my mind.
My sister's an attorney. She's smart as a whip. She's got great recall. And every now and then she'll say, I think sometimes I can't... I walk into a room and I don't know why I've walked in here. And I go, oh my God, it's happening. You know, it's the early onset of something. And I go, I think we all kind of do that, Mary. You're good. You're good to go. Don't worry about it. She writes about these sorts of things in her book, A Stitch of Time. It's 211. Congressman Raja Krishnamoorthy is on a phone line. He's a congressman who actually, I think, used to listen to my radio show when I was on at WMBD in Peoria, Illinois. Raja, it's John Williams. You're on WGN. How are you this afternoon?
Hey, John. How are you doing? And yes, I did listen to you on WMBD in Peoria, Illinois, which is where I grew up.
So what were you doing there? Growing up, going to school? Did you go to Bradley University?
No, I actually grew up there. My father taught at Bradley University in engineering. He's been on the faculty for almost 40 years
wow.
now.
Wow. It's a great engineering school. Good for him. Good for you guys.
Then, absolutely. Absolutely. Go Braves.
Whereabouts did you live in Peoria then?
We lived in the Idlebrook neighborhood, which was down War Memorial Drive.
Yeah, we lived on Glenwood. Well, we lived in a bunch of places, but we live right across from campus over there.
In very good.
Call it the Uplands? I forget what the name of that neighborhood was. But,
right.
But I digress. So there you are, a Democratic member of Congress. What was your reaction to James Comey's dismissal?
We were outraged. I was outraged. I think that... this has not happened since the Saturday night massacre in October 1973, when the president basically fired Archibald Cox, a member of his administration, a special prosecutor who was investigating him for and Watergate. And this is what's happening right now with regard to Trump, President Trump, and Mr. Comey. Mr. Comey, as the FBI director, is leading an investigation into what exactly is going on with Russia's interference in our democracy, and he is very likely investigating members of the Trump administration or entities affiliated with the Trump administration. And just as he's getting, deeper into the investigation,
subpoenas were supposed to go out today. Subpoenas were supposed to go out today, and then
exactly
he gets fired.
Right. And not only that, John, but a couple of days ago he asked for additional resources for the Russia investigation, and so I'm sure that folks within the administration knew about that request, knew what was coming down the pike, and unfortunately, this is what we saw last night. The Tuesday night massacre occurred.
You're a Democrat from the 8th member of Congress. Did you have any inkling? Was there any buzz that Comey's head was on the chopping block?
No. To be sure, Democrats were not terribly happy with what he did with regard to Hillary Clinton. But on the other hand, we know for sure that he has also been investigating this particular connection between folks affiliated with the Trump administration and Russia for some time now. And he's about to testify before the Senate Intelligence Committee, and he gets fired. I hope he still testifies next week. I hope that they bring him before their body. In my own committee, we are the House Oversight Committee. We are investigating General Michael Flynn's ties to Russia. And Flynn is also at the center of a number of controversies swirling around the White House's ties to Russia. And what I've called for is we are going to press for subpoenas to be issued by the Oversight Committee to the White House to preserve all documents and gather all documents and evidence related to Michael Flynn. I just think that we have to do this in light of what happened last night with regard to Comey.
Isn't it possible that both narratives are true, that Comey should lose his job because of how much he was talking about the investigation, how much he was characterizing Hillary Clinton's actions, even though he said she didn't do anything criminal in our estimation? He then went further to say that it was inappropriate the way she behaved. The very fact that he released the letter in October, I mean, those are things that would give you pause and maybe say, I no longer have confidence in you. So those are maybe fireable offenses by the director of the FBI.
Well, I think what's for sure is that I think we should investigate the firing of Comey. I think we need to know why he was let go. That is, by the way, part of the duty of our oversight committee as well as oversight bodies within the Senate. You know, one of the things that your listeners probably already know, but the FBI director has a 10-year term,
right?
Which really means that he or she is somewhat insulated or should be somewhat insulated from political pressures of elections and different presidential administrations. In this particular case, what we know is that I believe no FBI director had been previously fired in this manner. Only one, to my knowledge, has been fired in the past 30
years. Bill Clinton fired the FBI director, yeah.
Yeah, William Sessions, with regard to some issues regarding his own personal finances when he refused to resign. But Sessions was not investigating Clinton at the time. This is a situation where it's clear that Mr. Comey is investigating the very administration that has ended up firing him.
Okay, but here's my question for you, because, right, that happens too. I mean, Kellyanne Conway almost said alternative facts on TV again yesterday, but she did say different set of facts. And one set of facts is the behavior I described, which maybe is actionable. The other set of facts is that he's looking into, he's investigating collusion between the Russians and the Trump administration before the election. And so for that reason, you should be hands off. And yet for another reason, maybe this guy has lost all of our confidence and he needs to be pulled right now. or 18 days ago. But maybe you could make that case as well. So there's the Trump administration sitting on two things on either side of the scale. Is it your view that simply because they were investigating him, they should have taken a hands-off approach?
It's my view that generally in that situation, you just don't fire somebody like that without some process or consultation in the way of talking to the Senate Judiciary Committee or the House Judiciary Committee or others with oversight of the Department of Justice. Remember, it's not just Trump who's potentially being investigated, I know that he mentioned in his letter that Comey said he was not, but we don't know exactly what the facts are. But we have Sessions, who's the head of the DOJ, who has recused himself from the Russia investigation completely. And so for this gentleman, Mr. Sessions, our attorney general, who's not supposed to be really doing anything with the Russia investigation.
Well, that's interesting.
To be torpedoing
it. He shouldn't be weighing in on this at all.
No, he should not. And I think that there's just too much smoke here, John. I think, we've got to investigate this. Now, you may have some valid points, but then let's get to the bottom of it. We need to investigate why Comey was fired, and I hope that they turn over the facts and documents related to that as well. In any case, what I do know for sure, since I've been viewing the classified documents related to Michael Flynn and his ties to Russia, which I'm sure that Comey was also investigating, is that, we have got to get more documents and evidence from the White House in connection to Michael Flynn.
Wait a minute. You have been reviewing the documents and you have seen what's in these documents that you've seen about Michael Flynn?
Well, I can't get into the specifics.
Here's a question I have for you about that.
Yes. Yeah.
Stay right here. I didn't realize you'd looked at these documents. Oh, have I got questions for you, Raja? And you may choose not to answer them. Harry's got a question for you, too, on line one. And you may have a question as well. Rajna Krishnamoorthy's on a phone line, Democratic congressman from Schaumburg. It's 220. My number's 312-981-7200. This is WGN. Rajna Krishnamoorthy, the Democrat from Schaumburg, member of Congress, on a phone line. And you can be, too. The number's 312-981-7200. I still think the big question today is, because it's open to speculation, why do you think FBI Director Comey was fired? Why do you think President Trump fired the director of the FBI? Is it for the one reason or is it for the other reason? Rajna Krishnamoorthy's on a phone line. So let's take some questions from a couple of listeners, if you don't mind, Congressman.
Sure.
I'll just take five more minutes of your time here. And we'll start with Harry, who's been holding for a while. Harry, you're on WGN. What did you want to say? Hi.
Yeah, I just can't seem to understand why there is any discussion as to the reasons why he was terminated. Have either of you read the letter that was put together by Rosenstein, his immediate superior?
Yeah.
And the investigation that he conducted over the last 2 weeks,
mm-hmm.
and the conclusions which he drew. He in turn forwarded that on to his boss, DOJ, Jeff Sessions, and they collectively made a recommendation that Comey could no longer lead the FBI. What is so gray about that for Democrats?
Raja, what do you want to say to that?
I think that we're so wrapped up, and I've been a Democrat a long time until this last election, and I'm very disappointed in our elected officials. They're wallowing in the mud, and they're creating the mud where it doesn't exist. I don't know how many more times it needs to be said that there is no collusion, and there hasn't been any collusion.
How do you know that? How do you know that?
That story's over.
How do you know that?
That story's over.
Harry, how do you know
that? Because you've had the CIA director and the FBI director, both people said in public that that was the case. There
okay.
is no evidence.
Harry, hold on. There's somebody in the know is on the phone. Raja, what's your response to that?
Well, first of all, I think that with regard to the Deputy Attorney General's memo, certainly that has to be taken into consideration, except that there's so much in the way of evidence about an ongoing investigation going on with regard to the Trump administration and affiliated entities that, it's the job of Congress and the American public to further scrutinize exactly what the heck's going on. This is
FBI director. The FBI director serves at the pleasure of the president, not the oversight committee of Congress. Okay.
Well, actually, the oversight committee of Congress, along with Congress, must investigate exactly why this gentleman was fired at this time. You know, especially
read the letter, Congressman. Read the letter.
That's their story, sir. That's their narrative, and they're entitled to it.
Did you vote for Rothenstein, Congressman? Did you vote for him, or are you a senator? I'm not sure. I didn't catch your title.
Congressman.
Did you vote for him?
You can call me Raja. That's fine.
Did you vote for him?
Vote for Mr. Rosenstein. He's not an elected official. He's an appointed official. But the point is, sir, that hold on, let me finish, please. At this point in time, look, the American public needs to get answers to some basic questions. Why was Jim Comey fired?
We already have him.
Rosenstein,
hold, Harry, stop it for a second. Just let the man talk. Go ahead, Raja.
Yeah. Thanks, John. There's obviously one narrative which the Trump administration has offered. A lot of people have a lot of questions about that narrative, and so Congress is rightfully asking questions about it. From my vantage point, all I know is that the Oversight Committee on which I sit has asked for numerous documents and evidence connected to General Michael Flynn and his ties to Russia. And those documents and evidence have not been forthcoming in the least. The classified information I've reviewed has only raised more questions than answers, and it just, all the more points to the need for an independent commission, something to just take this out of politics and have some independently minded folks.
Well, I don't know how you do that. I've been wondering about that. How do you find an independent commission? Because somebody has to appoint those people. If Democrats appoint them, if Republicans appoint them, I don't know how. I guess you get equal numbers of appointees from each party.
Yeah, we did this with regard to the 9/11 commission. I think that the work of that commission was excellent, and it involved, eminent people from both parties being appointed by Congress and the president. And I think that that's exactly what we need right now. We need to put country over party right now.
Hold on a second, Congressman. I want to get in two more calls. And Steve, you had a question, too, in the newsroom.
I don't want to get in the way of calls, but Congressman Michael Anderson, the agent in charge here in Chicago, is among the four people who the Justice Department says is, I guess, under early consideration. And I just wonder what you know of Michael Anderson and if you think he can conduct this investigation you're talking about independently.
I don't know, Mr. Anderson. What I do know is regardless of who the next director nominee is, that person needs to be vetted and scrutinized very carefully by the United States Senate, since it is a confirmable position. And, that person needs to restore some integrity and trust at the very top of the FBI right now.
Should that person automatically recuse themselves from the investigation since they would be now the new appointee under these circumstances?
I don't know, John. I don't know the circumstances of this current firing. And that's why, as I said before, we need to get to the bottom of that as well. Unfortunately, the more these types of actions happen, the more investigations they spawn and the more calls for investigations. Just as an aside, I was not hired to probe ties between the White House and Russia. I was hired on a platform to grow and strengthen the middle class and focus on economic issues, which I've been pushing in Congress. But, given what we're seeing with regard to the ties between the administration and Russia, it's my duty on the Oversight Committee to press as hard as possible to get to the bottom of this, get it over with, and move on.
Vic on line two says, can't anyone see this misdirection? It's typical from the Trump playbook. He does this, so then we don't focus on maybe the failings of the health care bill or the tax bill, or at least they're able to use this as a misdirection while they hammer that out. Maybe. Ann says on line three, can Trump change the Constitution to make it a dictatorship? Ann really is. Ann, you're not asking that question, are you?
Well, yeah. I just want to know, is our Constitution strong enough to stop somebody from coming in and trying to change it into a dictatorship? I'll hang up and listen.
Yeah. Actually, your question is more serious than I was making it sound. Do you have confidence in the Constitution to handle somebody who, is as power hungry as Donald Trump is, Raja?
Document in the United States and the world. That's what really is the bedrock of our democracy. I'm confident that we will it will be able to weather any crisis that Donald Trump or anyone else brings upon us. However, right now, Congress and the leaders of Congress need to step up to the plate and provide the oversight necessary to make sure that Donald Trump does not, or anybody else, overstep our constitutional boundaries. What I'm hoping is that, as I said before, we take this investigation, these series of investigations, out of politics, put them into a 9/11 independent commission, and then proceed from there.
Raja Krishnamoorthy, Democratic Congressman from Schaumburg, thanks for joining us this afternoon.
Thank you, sir.